How are y'all doing this morning? Good. This morning we're going to read a story and we are going to draw some examples from it. And I might have some questions for you afterwards, so you're going to have to listen close. So we're going to start out by reading the story. It's about two boys here. It says, "It was a beautiful sunny day. Mildred looked out her kitchen window as she washed the breakfast dishes. How blue the sky is today," she thought, when she watched the fluffy white clouds drift by. Outside in the sandbox, little Rodney was happily driving his trucks and tractors through the sand. The hood of his jacket had fallen back, and in his light brown hair shone the sunlight. As Mildred finished the dishes, she noticed Peter, the small neighbor boy, running over. Soon, he was playing with Rodney in the sandbox. The boys were having a good time, and Mildred left the window to make a batch of cookies. She had just taken the first tray out of the oven when she heard Rodney screaming. "Mommy, Mommy," she heard him cry. Mildred hurried to the back door, the pot holder still in her hand. Rodney hurled himself into her arms, sobbing. Peter had disappeared. For a few minutes, Rodney had clung to his mother. His little body shook with sobs. Finally, he wiggled free from her arms and looked at her. "Mommy," he said in tears, still running down his wide brown eyes. "Pete said he's going to shoot me. He's got a gun." A gun, thought Mildred. No wonder Rodney is scared. He's not used to guns, even toy guns. She patted his back. "You'll be all right, Rodney," she said soothingly. "Peter can't really shoot you. It's only a toy." Mildred looked around for the neighbor boy, and she couldn't see him anymore. "Pete," she called. "Please come here, Pete." She tried to sound pleasant, so he wouldn't know that she was angry with him. "Pete, I want to talk with you." It was no use. The boy was hiding away and was afraid to come out. Suddenly, Mildred had an idea. "Come on, Rodney," she said, taking his hand. "Let's go get some cookies for you and Pete." Rodney came willingly, and he was ready to play with his friend again. Mildred watched from the kitchen window as he left the house with two cookies. As by magic, Pete appeared. Soon the two boys were sitting on the steps in the sunshine, munching on the treat. Mildred ran about her work in the kitchen, and she was glad that things were peaceful again in the backyard. Before long, she heard Rodney screaming and crying. Glancing out the window, she saw Pete had his toy gun out, and he was pointing at Rodney. Quickly, she dashed out the door, hoping to catch Pete this time, but she was too late. He was gone. As she comforted Rodney, Mildred thought hard. "Somehow, I have to let Pete know that Rodney is really afraid of his gun. I have to tell him that we don't allow guns at our house, even if they're only toys. Dear God," she prayed, "please give me a chance to talk to Pete. Please help him to know that I'm not angry with him." Once again, Mildred thought of cookies. "How about some more cookies, Rod?" she asked cheerfully. Soon little Rodney was back in the yard with two more cookies, and Pete appeared again. The boys were happy for a short time. Then Pete had gotten out his toy gun again, and Rodney was crying. When Mildred rushed outside, Pete was gone as usual. This time, she knew she didn't feel like being much pleasant. But she knew Jesus wouldn't give up. "I got once more to talk to Pete," she thought. "God will help me." Rodney was willing to share another cookie with Pete. In a few minutes, the boys were getting along. Mildred decided to go talk to Pete while the boys were still eating. This time, he didn't run away. Mildred explained why Rodney was so afraid, and she asked him to take his gun home and leave it there. Pete did take his gun home, and after that, the two boys became good friends. They played together often and were so close they even had the chicken pox together. Pete never brought a gun to Rodney's house again. So, moral of the story is returning good for evil. And it's pretty hard to do sometimes. And so we're going to look at a couple verses here. First ones being in Romans. So we're going to look in Romans chapter 12. And we're going to read a few verses here. It says, "Recompense no man evil for evil. Provide all things honest in the sight of all men. If it be peaceable, as much as life liveth in you, live peaceably with all men. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, 'Vengeance is mine, I will repay,' saith the Lord. Therefore, if thine enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. For in so doing, thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. I guess we could say in this verse, if thy enemy hunger, give him cookies. Since that's what the story is about. And also in 1 Peter chapter 3, it says, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. I think that's, I don't know, that's 2 Peter. No wonder it didn't make sense. We'll turn to 1 Peter, and that'll help us out. It says, not rendering evil for evil, but railing, or railing for railing, but contrariwise blessing, knowing that ye are thereunto called, that ye should inherit a blessing. It says here that if we do good unto others when they do evil, like the golden rule, that we'll inherit a blessing from the Lord. It's kind of hard to see at the time when we're upset at somebody because they treated us wrong. It's pretty hard to be nice to them. A lot of times, we want to do back to them exactly what they did to us. So we need to keep that in mind, that to when others wrong us, that we need to be returning good for evil. What do you think some ways are that we can return good for evil when people treat us wrong? Give them cookies. Forgive, that's a good one.
Kind to them.
Be kind to them. How about help them with their chores? That doesn't sound like much fun, does it? No, but it's something we need to do. Any others? There's all sorts of them. We can go through a long list if we want to. We can... Yep, playing with them if we don't want to. That can be kind of hard sometimes. It's just a few of them. And so it's important that we remember to not return evil for evil, but we forgive them and we let it go and let it in the past and be nice to them, even when it's really hard. Sometimes it's even hard for people like me. So maybe we can remember that and... Yeah, maybe we can have prayer and then we can go back to our parents. Lord, as we come to you today, thank you for another day that you've given to us. Help us to remember that to return good for evil and show the love of Christ to the ones around us, even when they're not nice to us. Pray that you would just lead, guide, and direct us. Pray in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, you can go back to your parents. Stand.